This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
One goal at a time. Brought to you by UOB.
Good morning all, and welcome to our second episode of One Goal at a Time. If you didn't already know, the UN aims to help transform our world using the 17 goals in their 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. And here on BFM, we want to highlight some local companies that have adopted some of these goals in their day-to-day operations. On today's show, we'll be hearing from Davis Chong. He's the group CEO of SolarVest, a company founded back in 2012 with a vision to see a world generated by renewable energy. We'll be talking about how far away from that vision we are and what we need to actually get there. BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury.
Morning, everyone. I'm Davis Chong. I'm the CEO of SolarVest Holdings Berhad. We are one of the clean energy company in Malaysia.
Davis, now tell me a little bit. You guys were founded back in 2012. What has that journey been like over the last decade or so?
We have a very humble start as a small company, four-person company, by my partner, Mr. Tan and Mr. Lim, that they started the company and I joined in afterwards. We never imagined that we could grow the company to really how we are now, or even have the visions like how, where we want to go after this. We really started off with a very simple mindset that we want to create values in term of sustainability. You know, we saw solar energy works very well for the community, for the people. Then we just want to get involved with it. And afterward, I would say all the learnings, all the visions actually comes afterward that we think that we really can make it big.
As a company, one of your visions is to see a world generated by renewable energy. Realistically, how far do you think we are here in Malaysia from that vision? And what do you think it would take us to actually get there?
Okay, maybe I would say like in the vision itself, we say we want to see a world generated by renewable energy. In fact, in a holistic level, at a global perspective, I don't think that we are that far. A lot of countries have made a lot of huge effort to go towards these directions. Then we should ask ourselves, how Malaysia doing so far for that? I will say that in terms of comparison to other countries, we are still have a lot more to do in Malaysia. And good thing that we see recently the Malaysia 12 plan, we move much more aggressive to to declare the decarbonization plan to increase the targets for the renewable energy adoptions. So we really appreciate that we are more ambitious than previously.
Now, Malaysia and Southeast Asia in general almost seem to be the perfect place for mass adoption of solar power and renewable energy. Why is it that you think that adoption hasn't been as quick or as widespread as perhaps it could be? What do you think is holding Malaysia and Southeast Asia back?
I would say in terms of Southeast Asia, because we are really, we are quite a political driven countries. Our economy is quite political driven. So with the government policy, with all the political reasons, I think that's slowing down the development for energy infrastructure for Southeast Asia. With this, you're just not talking about power industry. You're talking about public infrastructure and all this. It's the same thing. We should have a public infrastructure that connecting the whole Southeast Asia. Why we are not doing it? It's the same problem as power industry.
And how supportive have the government and private businesses been in helping, you know, you guys at SolarVest towards you know, being successful?
We need to, as a part of industry stakeholders, we really need to keep on working very closely with the policymaker. And we do see that the governments are moving towards taking more and more industry feedbacks and following more and more some of the developed country initiative and policy. That will be a good sign that to show that, you know, we are adopting some of the directions of the the other countries globally as well.
Let's talk about some of the clients of yours then. And for clients of yours that have chosen to adopt solar energy solutions, what benefits have they seen to the bottom line of their business? And how, in effect, has that then translated to their customers?
Of course, one of the most biggest misunderstanding of renewable energy nowadays is that a lot of people thinking that adopting renewable energy is expensive.
Right.
In fact, it's not. It's cheaper. Right. It's a cost-saving project now for everyone. Mm-hmm. So the LCO, leverage cost of energy for solar, is getting lower and lower. And it's even lower compared to your utility tariff right now. So let's talk about the cost of the energy that you will adopt, particularly in Malaysia. The PPA, the power purchase agreement that you will sign for solar energy by committing it in between 15 to 25 years, it could probably range from 20 over cent ringgit per unit to 30 over cents compare with the different sizings of the projects.
Right.
With that, you're looking into your TMB tariff. Of course, it is much more higher than that. And it's already proven that you could save potentially 20 to 30% of your bill per unit of energy cost.
Wow.
Other than that, in Malaysia, we still have a GITE and GITA tax subsidy from the government.
Can you explain that to me a little bit? What is GITE tax?
It's a green investment tax allowance that allow company to claim tax from their statutory income for that particular financial year. So it
Got
means
it.
How much you invest to the green projects, you can put it into the tax declarations to claim as a tax waiver.
Got
so
it.
If your company have 24%, you pay 24% tax bracket, you could actually save 24% from 1 million of profit that you make.
So it's a good initiative for companies to become more green.
Yeah. I always tell my client that this is really good policy encouragement from the government for you to take it. The government just give away the tax for you to do that and to go green. So we think that's one of the best policy that available in Malaysia or compared to other country. They don't even give that.
It's been said in the past that, you know, the production of solar panels is not as environmentally friendly as we'd like it to be. And this is something, you know, I know it was a discussion that was happening a few years ago. Yeah. Is that still the same or have things, you know, changed? Is it a lot more sustainable now? Is it a lot more environmentally conscious?
I think this is a debatable topic because we always question about the life cycle greenhouse gas emissions from solar PV productions versus the energy that you're able to produce over the lifetime of 25 years to 40 years of lifetime. So, and in last time until now, this is a debatable topic and hundreds of life cycle assessments being done on this topic. And all the life cycle assessment that has been done is actually most of them proven that the emission that being created, being generated by solar PV panels productions is less than what it able to retrieve the gas emissions when is producing electricity. So end of the day, it's just a plus minus and it's a positive effect from the solar panel life cycle analysis.
Right.
So that's what we think that it is a concerns to get the PV project more greener than it's supposed to be. Example, the manufacturing process of the PV panels, the way how we construct the solar PV project. So those all things is still need to be more greener. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, with the life cycle assessment that being done with the whole lifespan of the solar panels productions versus energy generation, it is still positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's still at the positive side. So it just they can be improved further. You can see that the solar PV cell technology is getting more and more efficient. So it just means that you will get more and more greener manufacturing process to produce every watt of solar panels.
So essentially, over time and in the future, it's likely that the production of these solar panels and everything around it will be a much more greener process than it currently is, although right now it's still fairly green. Okay.
Yes, because the efficiency of the panel is getting higher and higher.
Let's talk a little bit then about the supply chain and all the stuff. How do you ensure that the supply chain that you're involved with is sustainable and environmentally aware too? I mean, is that a difficult process to monitor?
I will say that this become more and more important topics on the supply chain itself. And of course, in SolarWest, we don't set a very strict policy on the supply chain, sustainability supply chain. But we are getting ourselves to develop our sustainability framework, which will involve supply chain itself as well. But we look at a bigger player like the top 10 solar panel suppliers, the solar PV, solar inverter suppliers, and some mounting structures, all the important materials supply chain in the solar PV system. They are all looking into that already because they are all the top company, example like Huawei, like ABB, SunGrow. They are global company that they are being monitored on their sustainability compliance as well. So I do think that the more that they show the leadership on the supply chain sustainability framework, that will encourage downstream player like us to adopt and follow as well.
Internally, within your company, what sustainable practices do you follow?
I would say we start from small. You know, we do a lot of energy saving program. We encourage less printing. Of course, we have our own solar plant, which we own solar plant, and we invest in renewable energy plant as well. And recycle program and all this, this is what we do in our internal operations to make sure that we are environmental conscious.
And how do you guys contribute to the community that you're involved with, like your employees and the people that you work around? How do you help them towards a more sustainable and environmentally aware future?
First of the thing that we always leverage on our business operations to contribute to the community. Example that we have been donated a lot of solar PV system to schools, temple, some of the low income NGOs, and of course most recently we donated to Orang Asli community, which they built a school, I think a small school for the children to study. And we donated a PV system so they can have electricity. And that small house is for the kids to study, to do some, I think it's a library type, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Yeah, to do some study in the house. So in fact, I supposed to make a visit and to see how they benefited from the program.
Right.
That's how we usually do. And other than that, due to the pandemic as well, we have done a lot of donations. One of the donations we have done, we have donated about I think 150,000 to of glove and PPE to the frontliners when the pandemic started. So we always very conscious about how to give back to the community.
You guys have been the recipients of multiple awards, you know, regarding sustainability. What have been your guiding principles in leading the company towards these goals?
Thanks, Richard, for mentioning that. You know, it's a good question that we always ask ourselves. I mean, how we can contribute to the community as who we are today. We're doing well in renewable energy. We know we are the expert of the renewable energy. We know how to build a solar plant in the community to contribute values to the community. Of course, we are a profitable company. We need to make business as well. But how do we balance our role to be able to succeed in the business, and also being to contribute to the community as well. So the one of the things that I always tell, you know, our staff and even our investors, our shareholders, you know, down the road, SolarWest being a player in the clean energies industry in this space, we are the experts, we are the engineering experts of clean energy. Mm. And we know how this can benefit to the community, how it can create values in our business as our core values as well. So we want to focus on from the clean energy generations itself until the energy being used or being consumed by the consumer. So we want to involve in this end-to-end value chain and make sure that we bring this values to the consumer level or the industry that it needs to be benefited from clean energy at the most affordable level that we can. So to simple say is we want to bring an electron to the applications at its cheapest as it can.
I'd like to thank Davis from SolarVest for taking part in this show. And if you missed any of this episode of One Goal at a Time, download the podcast wherever you normally listen to it from, or download the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Make sure that you tune in next Friday at 10:30 a.m. for another episode of One Goal at a Time. I'm Rich Bradbury for BFM 89.9.
One Goal at a Time was brought to you by UOB, building sustainable smart cities.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.